Hello, Medford.
Hey, everybody.
This is the Granola Girls, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Sorry.
We're channeling Ariana.
We're channeling
right now?
Ariana today, I guess.
Wow.
Well, because today, Sarah,
is Georgia.
All about women.
It's women and women first.
This is the title of today's show, Women and Women First.
If you watch Portlandia, you know.
You know.
Yeah, we just thought... Because, you know, International Women's Month
is almost
over. Or Women's History Month.
Women's History Month,
right?
Yeah.
One of the two. I don't know.
Something like that.
Something along those lines. Yeah, it's almost over. So we were like, we're going to do a tribute to women.
All women.
All of them. All the women.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a good day for that. It's a beautiful day here in Medford, Massachusetts.
It is. It feels like, I mean, I don't really know what spring feels like here, but yeah. I think this is it.
I think we've reached it. I don't think it's going to get really cold. I don't think it's going to snow again.
I hope not. If it snows again, I'm dropping out. Mark my words.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. Like, if it snows,
your word is binding on the radio.
Yep. Wow. What do we have up next, Georgia?
Up next we have a classic.
Oh.
It's You Don't Own Me by Leslie Gore.
Oh.
Or performed
a classic.
By Leslie Gore.
Yes. Good song. I feel like it speaks for itself.
I feel like it's a good song. I think Riverdale ruined this song for me.
The song is in Riverdale?
I'm pretty sure it was.
No.
Like, I'm 90% sure.
Wait, that's so sad.
Yeah, I know.
No, I feel bad for putting it in the playlist.
No, but it's good.
Just want to put on the air, we don't love Riverdale on this show.
We don't love Riverdale. That's anti-women and women
anti-women. But here we are pro-women. We love this song. But going back to the first couple songs that we played,
yes.
I really like the opener by Camp Cope. I love the line where it's like, just put in a female opener, that'll fill the quota, you know? Because I feel like a lot of gender diversity sometimes is just done to fill a quota.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, shouldn't be like that. Hot take.
It should not be like that.
Diversity should be normal and not some special case, you know? And then Just a Girl by No Doubt, a classic, another angry girl rock song.
Yep.
Which we love here on Granola Girls. Anyway.
Just gonna get right to the skinny of it.
Right to the skinny.
That's not even a phrase. But
nope, but we're making it a thing.
I'm making it a thing now. Okay.
Yep.
You don't own me. Me. Oops.
Yep. We're doing really well today.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. And don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to say. And please, when I go out with you, don't put me on display. 'Cause you don't own me. Don't try to change me in. You don't own me. Don't tie me down, 'cause I'd never stay. Just Lucy Liu, with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on. Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own corner and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I bought. The clothes I'm wearing, I bought. Taught and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is a front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Your shoes on my feet, I love the clothes I'm wearing, I love.
So we're really just playing classic bops,
it's all bops
today
back
on Granola
to
Girls.
Back.
Bops back to back. Respect by Aretha Franklin.
Of course.
Like, does that even need an explanation? Does that even need any debriefing?
It just needs R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me, you know? That's what I always say.
You know what? I always say it.
So good. So good.
And then Independent Women Part 1, Destiny's Child. Just like...
Again. Yeah. Wow.
Just, I'm independent, I'm a woman, so I can identify with that.
Exactly. And it's just a good, like, pump-up song, I feel like. To be like, all my women who are independent, throw your hands up at me, you know?
You can't see us, but we're throwing our hands
up. We're throwing
up,
our
like,
hands up. We really are. But Georgia and I, you know, when the music was playing, we were just talking about the Women's March.
Yeah.
And we had some thoughts. Because neither of us were technically in attendance.
See, the thing is we didn't go.
Yeah, like spiritually we were there.
Yeah.
You know, metaphorically we were there. But physically?
We weren't there.
No. And we had some thoughts.
Yeah, I remember we had brunch on the day of the Women's
March.
And
we discussed.
And we discussed.
We debriefed.
Because there's like the Women's March and like in theory, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like you think that women coming together, and really just all people coming together in support of women.
Like women's rights, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And it is.
And it is.
But in practice,
but in practice,
yeah.
Does it really turn out to be that good?
Right. Because like one thing we were saying was like, a lot of the times it sort of just feels like, you know, white feminists.
Yeah.
Being like, yay, we showed up, we did all the work.
Yeah, woo. It's very like, show up and bring a sign for like a day, and then it's like, now right. I will go back to my life. And
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, I mean, similar to a lot of activism, I think, like, it's just sort of one and done. Like,
yeah.
You show up and then you kind of feel like your quota of activism mm-hmm. almost is like filled for like the year, I guess, until the next Women's March. I mean, of course, not everyone who goes feels this way.
Yeah, no, not everyone who goes is like, oh, we're not saying that you're a bad person if you win. That's not.
Oh, you're probably a better person than we are.
You're probably a better person than we are. We were just lazy, but we were just talking about it because, like, I feel like a lot of the like generalized like ideas surrounding it can also be kind of exclusionary to like not only people who maybe have to like deal with these kind of issues every day and like don't mm-hmm. have the luxury of kind of taking a step back, but
right.
also like, I don't know, there's just like some icky stuff that
yeah.
some people say.
And I just feel like, I don't know, I would feel better about, I mean, I do support the Women's March, but I would feel better about supporting it if it like specifically uplifted like voices of like women of color, voices
yeah.
of trans women,
yeah.
just women that don't have the privilege of also like being white.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think we're like moving closer to
that
for
yeah.
sure.
I think definitely we're getting there.
Right. And like maybe someday.
Maybe someday.
Maybe someday Georgia and I will grace the Women's March with our attendance, you know?
Yeah.
I did go in 2017. Was that the first year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
January 2017, I went
in Portland, and it was raining. So my sign was just like dripping the whole time. But it was fun. So I think I will probably go again.
Yeah.
How was the Austin one?
It was, I remember it was so packed.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was a beautiful sunny day. It was really nice.
Good for you.
Like, it's just like packed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which I think at the time I was like, wow, like it's so cool to see that so many people are here.
Yeah.
Like, that was really inspiring, I think. But yeah, I think we're getting better.
I think we're going to get there. I'd
someday.
Like to think that we're improving.
Right. I would like to think so too.
As a people, we're
right.
improving.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully.
But no, I think we are. But yeah, speaking of women and women's rights, what's our next bop?
Women? Well, speaking of women and women first, next bop we have from Haim, Don't Save Me.
Yeah, Haim we do.
They're some ballers.
Wow.
I love
what
them.
What a great band.
What a great band.
They're so cool. Would you like to tell us a little bit about them?
Because
I don't know. I mean, I know that they're like a band of like sisters.
Yeah.
Right?
That's pretty much my knowledge.
Okay.
I know that they are sisters and they're from LA, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think so.
And
they make really good music.
Yeah, they're just really tight.
Yeah.
I see a lot of memes about them because it'll just be like any group of three women with like middle parts. And it's like, is this fine? Because they all have middle parts.
Yeah, they all kind of look the same.
They all kind of look the same.
Like,
but like,
real.
That's the nature of being sisters.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I guess that is true.
You could say that.
You could say you that
look,
sisters
look, like sister.
Look similar.
You look like your sisters.
I do indeed look like my sisters. For some reason when I said they all look the same, I was like, I forgot that they're sisters. So it is just an observation. They all look the same because in fact they are related. Cool. We're having a good day here.
Also, this is just kind of like a side note, but we're kind of following like two iconic trios. Like we have Destiny's Child and then Haim.
Right.
Like we have two like
yeah.
trio moments
like,
there.
Female trios throughout the ages.
Yeah. We should do that. That should be a very like
female
niche,
trios.
Like a hyper specific episode.
Right.
It's like,
oh, we will think of a hyper-specific one. I feel like Sufjan Stevens was niche enough, but,
yeah.
like, we'll narrow it down, and you'll just have to tune in next week.
Yeah, I actually have a concept for next week. Let's play this
oh,
next
wow.
song.
We'll discuss.
Don't Save Me by Haim.
Please
and we'll
enjoy.
Discuss that.
Longing for the electric lady, you're a star. You've got a classic kind of crazy, but you know just who you are. Oh, you got the look the gods agree they wanna see. All the birds and the bees dancing with the freaks in the trees, and watch the wild.
That was Electric Lady, Janelle Monáe.
And before that, we had Cherry Bomb by The Runaways.
Yeah.
I was just telling Georgia, I have never heard of The Runaways before today. And I think I mean, apparently they're like a 70s rock
band. I'm just taking this from their picture on Spotify. Right. I heard this song on the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, as all good songs.
You see, I haven't seen that movie.
On that soundtrack. Good soundtrack.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll just have to watch the movie or listen to the soundtrack. But I think it's cool that, like, this band, The Runaways, is like a rock band in the 70s. Because, like, when we think about rock bands from the 70s, we just think of, like, men with long hair. But they were really doing their thing, very cool. The hair era.
The hair era, if you will.
If you will. And we will.
And we will. Of course we will. This is the Granola Girls.
Of course. And then we had, Janelle Monáe.
This is a good song.
Just great. Georgia, do you have a little PSA for us?
Yeah, I do have a PSA. Oh, my God.
That's crazy. Us.
And it's really important to all the listeners out there that you know everything there is to know about home fires. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families, but we can change that. The American Red Cross is working to reduce the number of fire deaths and injuries in Medford. Working with volunteers, we are visiting homes to install smoke alarms, replace smoke alarm batteries, and help families develop an escape plan. We can't do it without your help. Join the fire prevention campaign. Visit redcross.org to volunteer today.
Wow. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Thank you, Red Cross.
What inspired you to read that one?
It was falling out of this little stack, and I went to adjust it, and I saw that it was about home fires, and so I said, remember when there was maybe a fire in DeWitt Dining Hall this morning?
Our DeWitt Dining Hall?
Our DeWitt McPhee. I had to leave my bowl of Frosted Flakes on the table because...
What a tragedy.
...of this alleged fire that I didn't see. I didn't see any smoke, but there was a fire truck.
Interesting.
Or two that pulled
so
up.
What's so what's the truth? You know,
what
I would like to know.
What is the truth of DeWitt Dining Hall?
Wow.
Support workers' rights, by the way.
Yeah, that too.
Support your dining
definitely
workers, guys.
Please do that.
Just want to put that in there.
and what's up next for us?
Next, I mean, it wouldn't really be Granola Girls if I wasn't playing Blondie.
Yeah, it so really wouldn't.
It's Accidents Never Happen by Blondie.
Amazing.
Amazing. Should we go
Let's
for it?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, so I won't believe in luck. Thank you.
of us, all the magic we gave off, all the love we had and lost. And in my head, the visions never stop. These ribbons wrap me up, but when I reach for you, there's just a supercut. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. I'm someone you may be my love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. So I fall into continents and cars. All the stages and the stars. I turn all of it to just a supercut. Cause in my head, I do everything right. When you call, when I love, I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. I play in the dark. I'm fluorescent. Come home to my heart.
Tense,
we were having a discussion.
Back to air moment. Well, because Sarah told me as I was saying that the end of this song, once the lyrics are over,
so
it's very long when it fades out.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, I always skip it.
I'm sorry. And, you know, like the first couple times I listened to this song, I was like, yeah, this kind of slaps. But, I mean, it does.
It
still
does.
Slaps, regardless of whether I skip it or not. But it's just, it's so long. There's just so much time.
I think it just, like, it takes me into that moment. I just kind of sit there for a second.
No,
it gives
for
me
sure.
just enough time to, like...
And I feel like a lot happened in that song.
Yeah.
So it's a lot to process.
It's a lot to unpack there.
So it gives you the time to unpack.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate. But, like, sometimes I just want to move right along, you know?
Yeah. We just got to get to the next thing sometimes.
Exactly. But what a great song.
Yeah. That was, of course, Supercut by Lord,
of course.
By the way. Of course. Before that, we had Accidents Never Happen by Blondie.
Mm-hmm. Another great band.
Another great song.
From the 70s.
Another great band
from
the 70s, yes.
And, yeah, Melodrama. Mm. I feel like we talked about it after it
we
came out.
We talk about Melodrama,
I wanna say,
like, all the time.
Like, every episode, right? Because it's just so good.
Mm.
Like, how can we not talk about it?
She's really there for us. Women, Lord said women and women come first.
Yes. And she was right.
She was right.
Yeah. I mean, I think we talked about some of her songs in our, like, youth episode of Granola Girls. But I feel like she really does, like, articulate what it's like to be a teenage girl,
mm-hmm.
specifically, or, like, a young adult,
mm-hmm.
a young woman, if
yes.
you will,
yes.
in the world. So I really appreciated, like, growing up with her music.
Yeah. And I think even between her two albums, like, she grows up,
mm-hmm.
but, like, we grew up along with her.
Exactly.
So it still was, like, very, like, attached to me.
Right. And I feel like, I mean, maybe not, like, outright, but I feel like a lot of her songs do have a lot to do with, like, just being a woman
yes.
in this world.
Yes.
Which I really appreciate. So thank you, Lord. We love you so
thank
much.
Thank you. We love you so
much. God bless.
Lord bless us Lord, all.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
Because, like, Lord...
Lord... Wait, sorry, I don't get it. Like, Lord, like, what? Sorry.
Sarah, people just, can't read your
flew.
Sarcasm over the radio.
Really?
Video.
Oh, okay. Let me know if you can reply... reply snap.
Reply
Let
snap.
Me know
can you see Sarah's
can,
sarcasm?
Read my sarcasm on the air. Anyway, we're just going to move along. what's up next?
Next song we have is Fake Happy by Paramore.
Ooh.
I guess I'm going to talk about it before because we're probably not going to have time to talk about it after. Whatever. Anyway,
yeah,
I'm just going to talk about it. I love this song. I love this album, After Laughter. I love Paramore. I love Hayley Williams. But this song I picked specifically because I feel like it is a lot about, again, like, being a woman and, like, the condition of being a woman. Like, what that's like going through this world. And she kind of talks a lot about mental illness on this album. And I think that's just really important and just, like, a really... This song is, like, really good at, like, kind of expressing what it's like to be a mentally ill woman in the world.
Wow, I mean, not that I would know anything about that. That was another sarcastic moment.
Oh, no! Listeners, reply snap.
Reply snap, could you tell that that was sarcastic? But I think... I mean, I haven't really listened to this song that much, but Fake Happy, you know? I feel like even the title... Really gets you.
Really
so,
gets you.
I'm excited to listen to it.
We're about to listen to it. This is Sarah's first listening.
Oh my God, guys, I'm so excited.
So exciting. Okay, here we go.
I love making you believe what you get is what you see. But I'm so fake happy. I feel so fake happy. I bet everybody here is just as insincere. We're all so fake happy, and I know fake happy. Beat. But no one sees me when I crawl back under.
Well, why didn't you stop me? She's That's right.
Just such a good question. I love Mitski.
Mitski.
I was just saying, telling a fun little story about how my friend Andy from home pronounces her name Mitski. And I think that's really cute. but yeah, we love Mitski here on Granola Girls.
We love her a lot.
Just talk about a woman.
Yeah, she's woman for the women.
So true. She's truly women and women first. The embodiment of that. Also, great song. Great album.
Great artist.
Overall, yeah.
Just a great artist.
And, of course, I really enjoyed Fake Happy.
Good.
Thank you for choosing that one.
Nice. Listeners, that was not sarcasm. Reply
no,
snap.
No, no. Reply snap, can you tell that I was serious?
Reply snap, can you tell when Sarah's being sincere?
Yeah. I don't... I've gotten that... I don't know. Just response to me as a person in general that I'm just... People think I'm always sarcastic. And I feel like I am a lot of the time, but not always.
Yeah, not always.
I don't know.
Maybe but you're always just very, very serious and, like, sincere.
True.
And people just think it's sarcastic.
The world might never know. Sometimes I am. Like, when I give compliments, I feel like I'm very sincere. And sometimes people are like, okay, Sarah, stop joking. I'm like, no.
Oh, that was
like, I actually think you're great.
I think your compliments are sincere.
Oh, thanks.
I appreciate when you give a compliment.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I appreciate that you appreciate it. That makes me happy.
Look at us appreciating women.
Wow, yes, we love women.
This has been a good hour.
It's been so great. Again, this is Granola Girls, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes.
And we're going to just play one last bop.
One last song. I feel like this is just like kind of the pinnacle of like
of being a
this
woman.
Playlist.
Yeah, no, truly.
I dyed my hair a couple weeks ago and I was in the bathroom like blasting this song and mm-hmm. I was like, wow, I'm really...
It's so true.
It's so true.
I mean, I know there's the saying like, beauty is pain, but like the length to which women have to go to be perceived as beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Just like the idea of beauty is painful.
Yeah, it is. And it's oppressive also. And I left Hodgdon yesterday morning just to get breakfast. I left in like a sweatshirt and sweatpants with like no makeup on. And I was like, I look awful. And that is okay. I feel like that's a part of femininity. Like, you know, accepting that you're not always going to look amazing.
I feel like allowing women to be like ugly and like destigmatizing the word ugly is like a necessary part of this healing process that we must go through.
And I'm working on it. We're all working on de-internalizing beauty standards, I think.
Yes.
So, with all of that preamble, this is Pretty Hurts.
Pretty Hurts by Beyonce, of course.
Miss Third Ward, your first question. What is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy.